Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Welcome to Showmance. I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale. And before we get started, let's give a shout out to FabFitFun. It's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. Each box goes for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Get yours now by using coupon code Showmance for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com.
Yes, Kevin, it is an amazing subscription, and these boxes sell out so fast. I love this box. I cannot keep repeating myself. It's awesome. They're adorable boxes. They have beauty products. They've got fitness products.
They have this bag that I used. I'm taking it to the gym now. It's my gym bag.
And they donate to Ian Somerhalder's foundation. Even better. So East Season's box features a huge variety of quality brands like Tarte, Kate Somerville, Anthropologie, Free People, Dr. Brandt, and much more.
Again, these boxes sell out so fast. So go to FabFitFun.com and use the code SHOWMANCE to save $10 off your first box. That's promo code SHOWMANCE at FabFitFun.com.
Sometimes an on-screen romance can lead to an off-screen showmance.
How romantic.
Join former Glee stars and best friends Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz as they interview other dynamic duos and share stories about the highs and lows of friendship.
She's my best friend. I love you.
Right here on Showmance with Kevin and Jenna.
Welcome to Showmance.
Welcome to another best week of your life, Showmance.
I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
I'm Kevin McHale.
And this is our show.
And you're subjected to us for the next 45 minutes or so.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
It's Kevin.
Great to have you here. Yes. Yes.
It's a beautiful day.
We've had all the weather today.
I know,
anyway,
we really have.
Turn into elderly people talking about the weather.
It's when people don't have anything else to talk about. They're like, so the weather.
We have lots to talk about.
I know. What did you eat today, Kevin?
Oh, a spinach feta wrap from Starbucks.
Gosh, this seems like a theme.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like, yeah, I've only had one meal. It gets really interesting after I leave here.
Get this. I woke up at 10:15 today.
Oh, that's like waking up at 1 p.m. for most
people.
Oh,
my God. Yeah, I was like, yes. Well, I hadn't slept the night before, so.
Normally by like 10 a.m., I've seen you up. That training mate.
Yeah, no, I've
times.
Had a full morning by then, but this was, I had trouble sleeping the night before, so I definitely needed it. Anyway, moving on.
What did you eat, though?
Oh, yes. Sorry. I had, there's a place that Kevin and I could probably fund by ourselves and keep the real estate open. It's called Jones on 3rd. And I had the Chinese chicken salad, but I substituted for grilled chicken, light dressing, and no crunchies because of you, Kevin McHale.
You're welcome.
So healthy.
So healthy.
I mean, the dressing's still not that healthy,
no,
but
it's all
whatever.
Sugar.
Anyway.
Yeah. I had a question for you.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what you thought about this because this isn't like new news.
Yeah.
But it will be. There's prides are starting to happen around the world.
Yeah, it's pride time.
Yeah. For the next couple of months. Ariana just started a tour, so I've been like watching her like tour videos as they've been coming out for the past couple of weeks.
Love her.
And which is probably illegal and I shouldn't encourage people to do that, but
it's all right.
It's fun.
She supports it. Remember, she started over for a fan once.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was wondering, so she's headlining Manchester Pride.
She is?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And a lot of people in the LGBT community are upset because she's not a member of the LGBT community herself, and she's headlining Pride. And so, the question has always been, or is, should that spot be reserved for somebody who's a part of the community?
Okay. I mean, like, who are Ariana's fans? Like, LGBTQ. Like, she supports the whole community. She, I mean, her brother's gay, right? Yeah. Frankie's out.
Yeah.
Like,
I think there's a couple things here. Okay. I do hear people, I get it, people saying,
it.
Like, you know, it should be reserved for someone of that community.
Yeah.
Because Pride, the reason Pride exists is because LGBT community have had to go through so much to speak up for themselves to get to this point of
any sort of
inclusion and equality. But to me, it sounds like you can't do to other people what you haven't wanted people to do to you, which is exclude them from things.
Right.
And if it's somebody who is raising your community up, especially in Manchester, where Ariana has a really – that's a very specific thing.
A personal experience.
Really personal relationship. Where she, in a time of crisis, she also brought that community together by doing that whole benefit concert.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
And I think on top of that, she is the type of artist and type of person who has lifted up that
right.
that community. And I don't this. I think this happens a lot with minority groups, and I get where it comes from. And it's a sensitive topic.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you want inclusivity and you want equality, then you also have to give that.
Right.
Where you can't expect to be treated one way and then not treat people with what you've been asking for.
Yeah. You can't dish it unless you can.
Yes. There you go. And so I feel like we've made leaps and bounds in the gay community, right. in the LGBT community. And all we can ask for is for people to support that and
right.
support us.
Right.
Any way they can.
And, honestly,
and you have an artist here who is doing that.
Yeah.
And not only is she supporting the LGBT community, she's supporting the community of Manchester in a lot of other ways as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's not just about that. It's Pride is a celebration of all the people we've lost,
right.
you know, over the past several decades.
Yeah.
And it's a celebration of life
yeah.
for so many who didn't get a chance to live openly and freely.
Right.
But at the same time, that can be shared by a lot of people. I don't think it doesn't have to take away anything from us,
right.
but we can bring in more people and show by example
exactly.
how to be inclusive and spread equality. And so that's my two cents on it.
I mean, I'm going to echo you 100%. I
yeah.
think that
it's not like all of a sudden there's just going to be 80,000 straight people like going
no.
down the streets being like, this is Arvind. That's not what's
no,
happening.
No, no, no. Nobody's taking, you know, I don't feel like anybody's taking the ownership of what it is. You know, you guys, like the LGBT community was an organized, you know, movement at some point. And so I think, like, yeah, and then to bring in, I'm just rambling, but to bring in the inclusivity of, like, everybody, and that creates equality.
Yeah, and that's what we've been good at. Isn't that the goal? That
yes.
everybody's on the same page
yes.
and everybody wants the same
and
thing.
And Ariana is using her like, who are we to shun somebody to use their voice and platform
yeah.
to bring positivity and
yeah.
light to this amazing, you know, group. Mm-hmm. I think it actually does more to bring in somebody
yes.
who is not.
Yeah. Having people like Ariana, even
yeah.
if she's not part of the LGBT community, for some kid in some rural area who sees that and sees that she attracts
yeah.
those types of fans is going to help them.
Exactly.
And so I think we should support that.
I agree, Kevin.
But to each their own.
No, I mean, absolutely. I can totally see where that comes from, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
On a side note.
Yeah.
So because I was watching all these Ariana videos on YouTube,
yeah.
I was reminded of when we went on tour and how
Kevin.
We were all nervous about it. But they were like, oh, you're going to have a chef. You're going to have a private plane. And it reminded me of our plane.
Thomas
the Stank Engine. Because we showed up, so the tour started in
well, this
Vegas.
Is tour number two.
Tour number two, and in 2011,
mm-hmm.
and we show up. We're like, oh my god, we're gonna have a tour. We get to Vegas,
we set the tour, we do our shows, and then they're like, okay, we're going to the next city,
yeah, and we go
get
to like the private airport, and we roll up and
to a 30.
There's like nice, really beautiful like G5s and G4s and things, and then there's like some other plane. And we're like heading towards a nice one. So we're like, no, it's that one.
It's like an old 30-seater commuter plane that's literally looked like it's lived a long,
it was rough.
Unhappy life.
It was so rough. And like the glamour of like, yeah, we have our own plane, it quickly wore off. And I just remember because a lot of our, you know, you do short flights.
Yeah.
And like Naya hated flying.
Amber hated
yes.
flying.
And then you get on a plane that doesn't, obviously it was super safe and it was great and it got us everywhere we needed to be.
But there were some, I remember there's some turbulent moments where we thought this is going to be page six tomorrow.
You know, there's sort of the thing where if like a plane looks fancier, you feel a little more secure. You're like, oh,
sure.
this is great. This is
going
to be
sure.
fine.
At least I'm comfortable going down,
like,
you know?
Oof, this one was, they had like the Glee Live headrest thing.
And they had the Glee Live headrest and then they had made blankets for us with our name stitched in them to make it more comfortable because
yeah.
it was a plane, but we would turn the Glee Live things over so the person behind you could see them, and it was kind of see through. So I remember saying Glee Evil, and being, this isn't a good sign. We're
oh,
all gonna go
so
down.
Rough.
But then they started to realize that we were really unhappy on that flight. I remember they would always have like sandwiches and food, and then it turned in from food to like halfway through that the flight, our flight attendant, I can't remember her name. God, that's so bad. She would hold Patron shots as we would get onto the flight outside.
That was
of the
glamorous.
Stairwell. Yeah,
that was nice. We'd have like some like bootleg sort of like sandwiches or wraps, and then we'd get on like, and here are your shots of Patron out of plastic cups.
I mean, like, they didn't want to hear us complain anymore.
Yeah.
About how we thought the plane was going to go down.
Well, at some point, I remember our groups like factioned off because we had like a couple day break.
Yeah.
And some of the people went back to LA.
Yeah.
And then they got a super fancy private plane to come meet up with us in the next city.
No.
In Minneapolis. Yes.
Did we not
go? I thought you went back to LA and then you guys got like a really fancy.
I don't remember.
It was like, I think it was like you. I thought it was you, Naya, Corey.
Diana. No, we went from, it was San Jose back to California, I think. I think we drove or maybe, I can't remember what it was. We flew.
Yeah.
No.
And then we went to Minneapolis. And
no,
then people,
I did not get a fancy plane.
Oh, yeah.
I
so you were with
that.
Me.
Yeah.
And they met us like a day later or something.
Yes, yes, yes. No. I did not get on that fancy plane, Kevin. Ugh. Wow.
I bet Ariana has a really nice plane. Or maybe she's on a bus.
Maybe she's on a bus. I mean, she probably
We were on a plane because
bus.
We had a short, it was like a really quick tour and we had to cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, so they were like,
otherwise,
that's the only
we all would have been on. And there's so many of us, you would need to
honestly,
get, like,
there
three.
Are times where, because of the bad flights, I'd be like, I'd rather be on a bus right now.
I did take the. Did you ever take the bus?
No, you took it. I took it.
Had the best sleep of the entire tour on the bus.
And rocked you to sleep.
With like all the dancers, like I had a bottom bunk.
Yeah.
We cruised in Canada. It was great.
That's nice. No, see, I don't remember any of this tour. But, I remember there were times that I definitely wanted to be on the bus and then realized that like the dancers were on the bus the whole time.
Yeah.
That's tough too. I've never done a bus tour. Did you do bus tours with NLT?
Yeah. I loved it. It was great. I got to see a lot of America.
So, okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Were you allowed to poop on the tour bus?
No.
What did you do?
You had to pull over.
What if you had to go?
You pull over. You just rest stops everywhere. It was great. I loved it. You could just that. Besides the whole taking a number two aspect of it, I'd wake up every morning. Oh, and because you'd stop in the middle of nowhere, you go to these Walmarts that have like the things normal stores don't have.
Like,
and my favorite cereal of all time is Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Of course, it is. It's candy.
It's like little.
Yeah,
it's candy.
It's like the little like circles of like
Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. Then they put it in the milk and it melts.
Oh my god, it's so good.
And
I. Couldn't find it anywhere, and then we were in the middle of nowhere, and I stocked up.
I'm hungry.
About like 10 boxes of it.
That lettuce wasn't enough for today.
No. That's why it's rabbit food, as Amber calls it.
Yeah,
rabbit
that's
food.
True.
I'm really excited. We have my friend Kyle is
going
to be up here next. Kyle Hanagami and
They've
his
been on tour.
Best friend Haley Fitzgerald, speaking of tour. They're incredible dancers and choreographers, and we're going to talk to them.
So before we head over to our amazing guests this week, let's give a shout out to Dole. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is, it's easy to get stuck on autopilot making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with Frozen Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together in unique blends. Like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis.
Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry watermelon blend. With delicious coconut. The best part, they're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut, so all you have to do is fill up your blender with one of the single serving bags, add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole Crafted Smoothie Blends. Find them in your frozen aisle.
Can't get enough of The Amazing Race? Then check out Now What with Jessica Graff on Podcast One.
How sweet is that?
Get all the details about this season as the former winner calls up players that get eliminated each week for some juicy mini interviews.
We accomplished more on Amazing Race than we did on Big Brother. Yeah. We were far more successful, so our crossover worked in our advantage.
Download new episodes of Now What with Jessica Graff every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Now back to Showmans with Kevin and Jenna.
Are you guys ready?
Let's go!
Okay,
we're back.
I'm so excited. My friend Kyle Hanagami is here with his BFF, Haley Fitzgerald. Welcome. They are like dancer, choreographer extraordinaire. Kyle has a YouTube page, by the way. Like, you would never know because he's, like, the nicest, most humble person ever. Mm-hmm. But just, like, a cool half a billion
Why are you
views.
Already laughing?
Like, an asshole. Like, this is why it's great. Because no one can blow your head up. Like, yes, he might have half a billion views.
Wow.
And, like, almost, like, 4 million subscribers.
Wow.
And, like, they might have, like, choreographed and danced with, like, everyone from J-Lo to Blackpink and all these people. Like, seriously, he's done everything you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with their powers combined, they've basically made your whole dance world, but you just haven't known it.
Wait, we got J-Lo. We got...
Like, basically every K-pop group ever, which
K-pop.
Is great for me.
Great.
Big
Kevin loves K-pop.
I
saw you just did on the move. Move. On the move. On move the move,
move
on.
Move.
Oh, God, I'm already failing. The Huffs. The Huffs.
Oh, Derek and Jules.
Yes.
Julianne Hough. Yeah.
Yes, their tour.
Yes, they did. They've done everything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Killing it, you guys.
I the other night at dinner, I sat and once I found out he did like Blackpink and my favorite K-pop group, NCT,
yeah.
I was like, tell me everything. How does this work?
Yeah, you say
How
K-pop
do you do
to
it?
Kevin.
I was like,
it.
It's great to see you and everything, but let's talk about work for you. That's fun.
I just went to see J-Lo in Vegas,
yeah?
by the way.
Did you really?
It was unbelievable.
She was on stage. Yes.
You were? Yeah.
I'm
oh
in
my
that show.
God. Oh my God, you were literally the best person in the entire world.
Aww.
And I couldn't stop watching you. Holy crap. Wait, no,
yes,
for real.
You're welcome.
I was with Jackie
She's
Burns.
She's the pale one.
And yeah, the only one with red hair up there.
Yeah.
I was like, Jackie and I were like, oh, that redhead, watch her. Watch her. Watch her. You were so good.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
No, they're incredible. Thank you guys
yeah,
for coming
thanks
here.
Thanks for
of
coming
course.
In. And now I'm totally starstruck.
Jenna's red. Jenna's like, actually.
You were so good.
Oh my God.
It's like
I never see
it's like watching Hannah on Beyonce. That's what
yes.
that's the way I feel
it's
about
true.
This right
Do you guys
now.
Know Hannah Douglas?
Hannah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get her on here, too.
Yeah.
Anywho. Well,
oh my God.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? Like, how long ago? What's the deal?
Oh.
Yeah.
This was about seven, 8 years ago.
I think it was 8 years ago.
Well, okay. So I met her in L.A.
No.
Well, I met her in L.A. and she was taking someone's class and I was watching her and I was like, I want you to come train with me because I thought she was amazing. I saw so much potential in her. But then we became friends and I realized that I actually met her when she was 17 in Chicago at a workshop that she took. She took my class and I gave her a scholarship. She was the only person that I called out, the only person that I gave a scholarship, and she was dressed like a boy.
Oh,
she was
Wait,
wearing like
you a, always say that you're like, I didn't know if you were a boy or not, and I was like, well,
no, I knew
okay.
you were a girl. I knew you were a girl, but she was wearing like a giant oversized Nike shirt, like men's basketball shorts.
Yeah.
That was
like,
also the look back
yes.
then.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, sure. And
the looser the better when you're dancing.
Right.
Yeah, but then I put two and two together, and I realized that was the same boy that I gave a scholarship to back then. And
how far apart was this?
A year later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
that, you
when
didn't
I
was, remember.
It was when she was 17. She moved. You moved here when you were 18. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool.
So then you moved here
mm-hmm.
and then ran into him again.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you have to come work with me?
Yeah. I mean, I just started taking his class. And then I don't know how it happened. It just, you're like, hey, come over one night.
Okay, not in a creepy kind of way. Thank you for that.
We're painting Kyle in a totally different way.
Wait. I never knew this side of the whole thing.
It was more like a... It was hanging out. Like, we just would...
Yeah.
Thank you. But it was more like...
It was Halloween. Boulevard 3.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
2012.
I did a Halloween show at Boulevard 3 at 2012. Mm-hmm.
Were you dancing or choreographed?
I choreographed, but it was like, it was a club show.
Yeah.
And it was her first time ever dancing in heels. Oh, my. And now she's behind J-Lo in heels all the time.
Yeah.
But it was her first time dancing in heels. And
I looked like a train wreck. It was great.
They were like, basically, it was a club show. And they gave us like a bunch of costumes. They're like, make a show. And it's like slutty nurse outfits and like some hockey masks and like a gurney. And we had to make like
perfect.
Yeah.
We can do this.
We
know just what to do.
It's exactly what I wanted.
Thank God you hired us.
Yeah. Right. You're going to get some magic out of this.
Man.
So you guys kind of like ended up being friends and working together at the same, like simultaneously.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's interesting because I guess that happened to us too.
Yeah. I guess it did. Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
It feels like.
Yeah,
wow.
Like
I was like,
yeah,
it's kind of different, but it's not. It's organic in that way, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, but also like Kyle's like you were like doing your own shit. Like you were already off choreographing things for people and so was it sort of like come yes under my umbrella?
And yes like, and no. Like, work? When I first met her, I wasn't really working in the industry. I was doing, like, a lot of traveling. I still had, like, a following on YouTube back then, but it wasn't what it is now, and I wasn't working professionally in the industry as much as I wanted to.
And you were definitely back then, like, really focusing on small little projects for yourself, right. Like making moves.
Yeah, like I did a lot of stuff that was more like for me, mm-hmm. and like developing what my style was so that I knew when I stepped into the professional world that I had all the tools already mm-hmm. developed.
Got it.
So we made a lot of like YouTube.
Yeah, it was like a lot of just
dance and stuff.
Figuring everything out because I still, even to this day, I edit everything by myself. Wow. So it's like
great.
Figuring
I'm going to send
out.
You videos to edit for me.
Yeah. It's not my favorite thing. The entire world.
Because he has so much free time. Yeah. So
he's never, he's not busy at all.
No.
So
yeah,
you never. Guys like came up together then really.
Actually.
We
like,
really
yeah.
did.
We
yeah.
Actually, you have Haley to thank because like you were nothing before.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just,
that's why you keep
she
you
came
around.
Into the picture and was like, oh, well.
No, but Haley has had a huge impact on my career because it's like as a choreographer, you need like a muse to like shape your movement. And that's what Haley's been for me.
Wow.
That's the one compliment I get.
That's really nice, you guys. I'm drinking this in right now.
They have like several videos of dancing together, and I watched this video the other day of you guys dancing in like a not an RV. It's like
a trailer.
A trailer
yeah.
thing.
To Lauv, who I just ran into
yes.
today. I literally just saw.
And like watching you guys dance together is like a whole other. I've watched all your other videos, but like watching you guys dance yeah. together is like mm-hmm. special because you guys have this.
It's very special.
Chemistry.
It's always been an organic like friendship,
and it's fun because it's no stress.
None.
Like
right.
there's
none.
Well, you stress me out.
Well,
in rehearsal,
yeah, but that's like a different.
Yeah,
thing, you know.
But in terms of like deadlines and mm-hmm. like. There's just nobody telling us what to do. We get to do whatever the yeah. hell we want to do.
And we just work so well together, which is really hard to find sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
We work perfectly together,
yeah.
Which is nice.
Since I've just kind of like, I'm getting to know you guys, can you explain to me like what, how your working relationship works and like, do you direct her to help you choreograph? Like, what is that like?
I think it depends on what the job is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely depends on what job.
Yeah. Okay. It depends if it's a job because she's right. much more professional if it's
yeah.
a job as opposed to it's just us messing around in the
making
studio.
Videos
yeah.
or whatever. Okay. Okay.
But
like in a professional setting, if you're supervised directing, like what's that like?
Yeah. I mean, it starts with the music always. We listen to it, dissect it, and then we hop into the studio and she'll throw out ideas and I kind of
cool.
help. She really helps like shape the choreography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess it's important to be friends then to have like a really good relationship in that
I mean
that
we definitely got there. We've had like those moments
yeah.
where we've butted heads and we've mm-hmm. had that talk about like, hey, where do we draw that line?
That was right. like
that was like
a
big,
moment
in our friendship.
Yeah.
yeah. Where it's like when you're such good friends, it's also it's hard to know when the time
yeah.
is to like,
and it,
like
when is
pull
it, work
it together.
Mode, when is it just
exactly
mode.
That and just the fact that it is different levels and stuff. So it's
yeah.
sometimes weird, you know, being friends with the higher person sometimes when it's like, it got weird.
Because it's like when we're friends, we're equals.
Equal, yeah.
But
right.
it's like when we're in the workplace, it's like
right.
the dancer usually has to answer to the choreographer.
Yeah, right.
So it's like it's establishing what that relationship is. It was a little bit
and
of a rough
patch. And that was also
patch.
Like my time where I was a stubborn little butthole and like, I was going through my own so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're young. You were young.
Yeah, I was young.
Yeah, so it was a learning curve.
Do you think
was.
Having that friendship has made those moments easier, though, in the long run?
Oh, yeah.
Because you do have that communication that you've probably built outside of it when it gets to, like, the tough...
I mean, it makes things so much easier now because when we're in the studio and we're choreographing something for, like, an artist, mm-hmm. that if it's not good... I don't care that I trust her opinion enough that she's open.
Mm-hmm.
She can openly say that sucks. And
right.
I'm
yeah.
not, I don't take offense to
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's just,
which
it
you
is
can
what
only
it is.
Have if you have that sort of.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's built
yeah.
up over time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
yeah.
Definitely. All right.
How often do you guys, cause Kyle, you travel a lot and you were doing J-Lo show.
Yeah.
So like how often do you guys not spend with one another, but you guys are working together. Like, what is the schedule like? Like, how do you guys balance
that? I mean, it's changed a lot because mm-hmm. when she was doing J-Lo in Vegas, I would only be there for like certain weeks, and
right.
then she would be there for like a month at a time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to go to Vegas ever again.
Yeah, I'm sure you're over it.
Yeah,
Vegas is so
good.
Much. So it would be like a month where
yeah.
I wouldn't see her, but we'd talk and
right. now I'm back.
It's a nice
Woo.
Break.
Now I'm back. Hey-o.
Kevin and I spent 2 weeks in Vegas together.
Oh,
was it 2 weeks?
No.
What?
Do you know how long it was?
We like put it up was a, 2 days.
No,
but it
was
felt
literally
like,
no, it was 5 days.
No. That's what Vegas does.
No,
it felt
we,
like
no
two
because
weeks.
We put up our the Glee tour
at Mandalay Bay.
At Mandalay.
Okay.
And we put it up in 3 days.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. I tell people we were in Vegas for 2 weeks, you guys.
I'm yeah, like, we put up like a full arena 2 hour show in 3 days.
3 days.
Poor Zach Woodley.
Well, our choreographer put all these skeleton dancers in, and then each person they were like, go, and each skeleton dancer would just put us.
Us
which
our
was
track.
Great. I mean, yeah. there's too
which
many
is wonderful.
Today. Actually,
because then you have one-on-one.
Right. Yeah, yes. and y'all didn't have to work with 13, 15
oh,
people.
Been.
Like, move here and then you move here. Yeah. It was people.
But honest, but
it's crazy.
Living in a, I didn't see the light of day for.
No,
a
they
week.
Took us through a tunnel from rehearsal to like the theater, and so like or from the hotels. So we didn't.
So,
see
I don't know.
The light
I mean, that was literally less than a week. So I don't know how you do it for a month at a time.
There was. I didn't see the. Daylight for 2 weeks straight. Sometimes.
But you can just hear the music of the day clubs.
Right. You hear that, but oh, God, it's just, it's a lot to live
Vegas.
In a hotel in Vegas for a month straight.
Oof. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Right.
It's rough. It's so rough.
No, it is.
What's the most important thing that you guys have learned from each other, whether in work or friendship or combined?
Damn.
Yeah.
Let's get deep.
Let's get deep.
I mean, I guess it's not to take things personally.
Very much so.
Like when you're in the workplace, it's you.
It's so.
You're both there with the same goal in mind. Mm-hmm. So you can't make each other the enemy because it's really easy to take your frustrations out on the other person. So I think it's just.
And it's also just, I don't know, it's cool to realize that helping the other person will help you and. Just having that connection, I think, is just super important and something that I've loved throughout the 7 years is we both love helping each other succeed with what we want.
That's true.
And that's nice.
And, I think that just seeing the other person succeed is like, it makes you feel good. And when I look back on my career, it's like my favorite moments aren't working with the A-list celebrities. It's like being in a studio with Haley and just...
Oh, that's compliment number two.
Wow, I'm feeling very special today.
Haley actually asked us to do this.
Yeah. Well, I feel like dance the dance world for people who don't, like you can only imagine. I mean, I've only seen it from the outside, but like it is so competitive.
Oh.
It can be so catty and competitive.
Yeah,
and like for to see like two friends like come up together like that and really support each other and still be friends.
Well,
right
to also recognize
this?
Really quickly, it seems. Like, oh, you're good people.
Yeah.
We got to stay together because it's hard to
find
people.
Good people. Yeah.
No,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Are you guys consistently making videos or are you kind of, do you just like take time off and just like hang? Like, what's the
I mean,
what's the dynamic
I feel
there?
Like we still consist. It's hard because it all blends
much.
Together between the videos and the work.
Very true.
That for me, it kind of,
it's all just
it's
sort of
nonstop. Right. Like, it's just one thing after the other. We still do videos,
ish. Not as much, but that's because we're like
we're
actually in the industry now. You know, when before we did it to
get into the industry.
Oh my God, that was much depressing. Like, we did it to like create and have fun, and now it's work. But it's kind of true.
It turns into that sometimes.
Jenna, we should take some of their classes.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
I know, I'm
Come
kidding.
On.
Absolutely not.
We would
you
never survive.
I will introduce you to NCT.
We have to go. Let's end this
right,
we gotta go right now.
Bribery. Do you feel like you're always talking about work? Like your conversations are always
when you
work
have
now?
Asshole friends like me who are like, hey, I know we're hanging out, but...
But listen.
I feel like it's turned into a lot of just talking about life.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, which is good. Especially over like whiskey or beer.
Love a good
she
beer
loves
whiskey.
Together.
Yes, beer whiskey.
Together.
Well, I don't know about that. I'll do it.
Yes, we should hang out a lot more.
Yeah, over a good beer. It's been a lot of life talks lately, which I love.
Yeah, because we're both like, I don't know, I feel like we're both fairly successful at what we do, that we're both at the point where we want to figure out what's next.
Yes, big thing.
And that it's like we've both done like top of the top in our industry. It's it's really trying to figure out like what's going to,
Well, and it's weird realizing when you get to the point where you kind of reached a lot of your goals, you're like, cool. Nice. So
I did that a lot more quickly than I thought I would.
Right. So then it just gets to the point.
And then you realize that it's not always as fulfilling as you thought it would be. So it's trying to figure out what's going to like really light the fire inside of you. And like,
Yeah. I feel like as we get older, it's like you stop looking at like, you know, climbing the ladder so quickly, but then like actually looking at the real longevity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I've just recently come to, you know, really look at like the what's in the future and like 20 years from now and not just in the next five.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think what's also really special is like us, where you guys have gone through a very almost the exact same experience in a lot of ways, where you two can relate to one another more than anybody outside of you two can get it.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I feel like your journeys or like what you're picturing for the future may be able to, you may be able to help each other or anybody else too, because you know what you've been through to get to this point.
Yeah,
it's true.
Which is unique and special to have.
Yeah,
it is.
It's like we know everything about each other.
Everything.
For better or for worse. Yeah, I mean, you guys have like gone through life together.
Yeah.
Like
we really have.
And outside
it's
of it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We really have.
It's special though when you go through life together as friends, but then also have that work relationship. I feel like you learn so much more about that you think you know somebody until you realize you don't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like Kevin and I, like we're still learning about each other. Right, Kevin?
Yes. It's like, Kevin, why do you take 8 hours to answer an email? I'm like,
sorry.
You're like, Jenna, why are you so anal? Literally the craziest.
Yeah. We're figuring out. What do you guys have? Just because I'm fanning out now.
Okay. Go for it,
like,
Kevin.
What are the types of things you guys have the most fun working on?
Yeah.
Not saying anything else is not as fun, but like what's extra special to you? Is it like...
I honestly love when we get to create the concept videos for YouTube, just because it's for us and we're just having fun and creating what we want to create with no pressure or anything. And that's when I have the most fun because, you know, no pressure and create whatever you want. That's fun.
Yeah, we also have like dance parties in the living room every once in a while. That's to the Little Mermaid.
Yes.
See, we'll join those. Yeah. I'm not taking your class, but we'll definitely
now
come.
Now I'm offended we haven't
Disney,
been those.
Disney sent me a bunch of like albums of like all their classics.
Little Mermaid.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we just kind of put on Beauty and the Beast and just go ham.
Oh my God.
That's where they workshop things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's creativity process.
Beauty and the Beast.
Just like a brainstorming sesh.
Yes. Whiskey and beer and Little Mermaid.
Exactly.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. I'm hearing, Kelsey's dog is out there literally whining, and it sounds like a raccoon is dying out there. Just
like
so
murder.
In case you guys hear this like weird thing, it's not my stomach. It's not like...
It's probably my stomach.
It might be your stomach, Kevin.
I got a real temperamental stomach.
She's like, wah! Sounds like bear. Anyway. Sorry, I just had to add that in. Do you hear it?
No.
Oh, God. Maybe I'm hearing things now.
I'm trying to listen.
Who's your favorite artist you worked for?
Oof. Dun, dun, dun. Favorite's a strong word.
I feel like my agents and like my manager like, always teach me how to sidestep this solution.
Yeah, I know.
And then I get asked it. I'm like,
We're so media trained, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of them.
Oh, see? See, Kyle?
Okay. Who's someone that you've worked with quite frequently? Like, is there an artist you've worked with a lot that you're like always excited to go back to
Jules
see?
And Derek. Julian and Derek Huff.
Yeah, they're like...
They're just great people. And like... Like grounded,
yeah,
cool, grounded
that's
people,
true.
And that's
just
I
good
care
energy.
About that.
And
that's an interesting dynamic, too. Brother and sister working together a lot.
Oh,
I don't think I would want to. Like,
you should have Derek and Jules on here.
You should,
yeah, totally. We actually want like Jules and Nina, too, because they're best friends.
Aww.
And so, like, all of these awesome
Nina.
Couples,
that's
but
true.
You know, think
we'll
about it
Jules
your whole family,
and,
like,
swap
family dynamics, like,
yeah.
I'd be so interested if like I had to work with my brother. I don't know,
they did it really well, though.
Like,
because they're each successful without each other,
right.
Successful with each other.
Yeah, it's fast.
That's true.
That's a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so we
get them on here.
I respect that.
I think I would murder my family members.
Oh,
yeah. Right?
Just all of them.
Yeah, just... I don't know how you do that.
But there's a group right now that I'm working with for Simon Fuller.
I love Now
Who created So You Think and American Idol. And it's this pop group, but it's like the first like international pop group. So it's 14 kids from 14 different countries.
What are they called?
Now United.
Yes.
Cool.
I've seen some of
but
their videos.
But it's
the
really cool
kids.
Because they're all, besides being beautiful and talented, these kids are all from 14 different countries. So they all have different like cultures mm-hmm. and just ways that they behave that are normal in their own country that aren't normal yeah. in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And but they're all so eager and they're young and they're excited. And every time I go into rehearsal, I'm just smiling the whole time. And Haley assists me on that job. And it's like seeing them going from
that
nowhere. Like they were, a few of them were big. Like one of them was the voice of Moana in Brazil. And the other one is like famous in China. One's famous in the Philippines. But most of them had zero entertainment, anything, background, nothing.
Just like naturally talented.
Yeah. Now they're the face of Pepsi International.
Wow.
They're the new Pepsi song is their song. And
it's like, and like dance brought everybody together.
Yeah.
It's like the universal language. Yeah. It was likely for us. It was like the music was the universal language and why I believe it did so well. Because who's like, I don't like music.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't like dance with these kids.
Horrible
you know, that language
but so that
is
was
so
Simon,
cool.
When Simon approached me about the group, he was like, I want you to help me put together this group. But the number one thing isn't going to be their singing. It's going to be their dancing. So we have
amazing.
To make them all phenomenal dancers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of a dream project.
I think it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone's beautiful. Ugh.
Do you guys ever?
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Do you guys ever, you know, go to each other if you get offered a job or something, and you need some advice? You don't really.
Literally,
I was just going. Through.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
You don't have to name names.
I mean, yeah,
you can generalize it.
Yeah, it was just. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I don't know. It was a job that I was deciding to take for like 2 weeks. I was stressing the hell out. Mm-hmm. And I would go to him and be like, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Mm-hmm. And he was always very like, it's good if you do this and it's good if you do that. I'll support you with whatever, which is great.
Good devil's advocate.
Right. Yeah. He also told me not to do it and I'm now doing it. But
but sort of that's sometimes that's what you need to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even if it's like, once you hear like, don't do it, you're like, oh, actually, no, I do want to do it.
Yeah.
Or I do think I should do it.
It's an interesting thing.
But literally everything that comes my way, I run it by her.
Yeah.
Like, is this right? She'd be like, that's amazing, but don't do it.
Yeah.
Like you hear so many different sides.
Like an unbiased sort of non-judgmental point of view.
Well, it's judgmental. I'm
biased,
pretty judgy.
At least you're honest.
Yeah.
Right.
Honest.
We are
honest
very
point
honest.
Of view.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
I love that about our relationship is it is full on honesty,
yeah.
which that's all I care about.
Yeah. So if that's your like strength, what's your weakness between the two?
Well, friendship?
We got a whole day where I could say and just...
Wow.
Ooh, not of you.
Compliments.
Not of you.
Oh,
it's
of what?
Of me.
Oh.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not you. It's me.
It's not you. It's me.
In terms
I think
of
we've
like...
worked through a lot. Yeah. In the past 7 years. I feel like we're at just a really
I feel
good
like
place.
We've both gone through so much in our individual lives that have, like, that we were both there for each other, whether it was, like, personal or family or health or, like, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, when I was diagnosed with leukemia and she came to the hospital, and I remember she thought I had, what did you think I had? She thought I had Ebola.
It was when Ebola was going
it
around.
It was when the big, like, all the news was all about Ebola outbreak.
Well, because we were on a tour in Europe teaching.
And I was really sick. I was like throwing up nonstop.
Like the Exorcist throw up. Like it was.
Yeah. Thanks.
Sorry. I mean, it was intense.
Sexy,
We're just painting pictures here, you guys. Painting pictures.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it got to a scary point when we got off the plane. I was like, you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I
you
got
have
wheelchaired
Ebola.
Off the plane. She told me I had Ebola. I was like, oh my God, I have Ebola.
Yeah.
And then went to the doctor. I was like, nope,
just cancer.
Don't worry.
Just cancer.
But you guys have been through that together too.
Yeah, there's so many things that it's just like
it's sort of like, is it like when you get to a certain point, like when you've been through such serious life-changing things like that, it's like we made it through that together.
So everything else is a breeze. It really puts things into perspective. Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Well, on that, that's awesome. Thank you guys so much
guys
for coming in. You're awesome. And I'm still so starstruck. Yay. All right, when we come back,
place.
Kevin's favorite.
We're going to give wedding advice for no reason. Subject everyone to it. I love it.
Hey, guys, it's Kelty Knight from the Lady Gang podcast. If you're into getting a very sassy, sexual, beautiful, inspiring, funny, oftentimes embarrassing, slightly anal podcast in your repertoire, subscribe to us, Lady Gang, on Podcast One, the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
And we are back.
Time for the best part.
Wedding advice.
I don't know what that is.
Wedding advice.
That's a very ugly, like ugly jingle. Oh, it does sound like.
When we did the flashbacks.
That's weird.
It's just ingrained in your mind forever.
I'm excited about these questions that we have.
Are you? I have a couple too. So
because I think it's going to get real.
Shady.
Spicy in here.
Okay, let's get spicy.
I think
let's
you should
get sriracha spicy.
Ugh, your favorite.
Okay, this is I really like this one. So let's okay. I'm going to propose to my girlfriend and I want to propose with a ring that I pick out, but my future mother-in-law wants me to use a family heirloom. What do I do?
Ooh.
You don't want to piss that family off.
No. You want to keep that family happy.
Happy.
Especially mom-in-law.
No.
But like, what if it's ugly? What does it look like?
Okay.
Here's the other thing you can do. Can't you like take the diamond or whatever and get a new setting for it?
Totally.
So maybe that's a happy compromise.
Yeah, totally.
And like maybe include them in it. Be like, hey, I'm thinking, why don't we update it to showcase the diamond even more?
Well, let's do this. All right. From our asker's point of view. I think repurposing the ring is a good option. Talk to mom-in-law and say, hey, listen, this is really important to me, but I think, you know, can I use a piece of it? Although I don't know that mother-in-law is going to want to take apart that ring.
That's true.
From the bride from the future fiance perspective, female fiance, mm-hmm. I wonder if it's a conversation you have and go like, you don't tell them about the proposal, but you're like, how do you feel about the ring? Because I feel like I would want to be asked, like, I want to know that this ring is going to be a little bit of what I want. So who knows if she wants that family heirloom or if she wants a brand new ring. I think that's important.
I think, like, subtly
just being
working
like,
into
what
a conversation.
Kind of ring? If you're talking about, you know, a future together, you're talking about possibly a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And from the mother-in-law's point, I mean, you know, well, I guess there's no mother-in-law point of view. She wants what she wants.
Yeah. I think that's the best solution. Because ultimately, you want your future bride to be happy with what
she's
going to
be
have.
Wearing it.
Yeah.
She's the one going to be wearing it.
So if you can, like, hint at it.
Yeah.
Right? You can do that. You can get away with that without blowing
it. Totally. No, totally. There's definitely conversations to be had about a ring.
I think that's.
Yeah. You want to, I mean, I hear you. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
That wasn't that bad.
That wasn't that bad. But it's a tricky situation, but you got to leave it up to the bride in a subtle way. Oh, yes. Do it to me. Okay, this next question we have is, I just got asked to go to a destination wedding, and it's super fancy and super far away, and I'm worried that I can't afford it, but it's one of my best friends, and I don't want to offend them. What do I do?
Listen, I have been to more destination weddings than I have to, like, local weddings.
You need, like, a budget.
No, you
gotta like save up money to go on all these things.
Budget. It's you said it's a super close friend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's hard. You got miles. I feel you.
I didn't go to a couple destination weddings, and there were places I've never been. I really wanted to go, and I love these people.
Yeah.
But it was like, honestly, between the hotel and
the
travel,
flight?
Even if I used miles, it's like
expensive.
It is super expensive. I would say. Think about this. If you can use miles, great. If you can't, then there's great ways to search for, there's great sites to search for cheap things.
Like Kaya.
Also, split a room.
That's what I was going to say.
Split a room with a bunch of people.
What do we do for Becca's wedding?
We
split like five people in one room.
Well, and like two of them had to cancel. And so, and then we got snowed in and had to pay even more for an extra day. But whatever.
It
was so worth it.
In the end, it was totally worth it.
Oh, it was absolutely worth it.
And we were so glad we went because obviously Becca is one of our best friends.
Yeah.
So, Coming from the perspective of like afterwards, it was 100% worth it.
But we did it in a way where we were comfortable with it. So if you can find a compromise, you know, split the trip or split the things you can with a bunch of people.
Right.
Because it's not just going to be you that's financially struggling to make that work. It's a big ask of people.
Yeah, that is really big.
Like, don't get them a present. Your presence is a present.
That's what
As
I think.
As Kanye West said,
weddings.
My presence is a present. Kiss my ass. That's how I feel.
No, all destination weddings are that for me. I'm like, you're welcome.
Yep, I'm here. That's what you get. This smiling face. So if you can walk away and be like, look, I didn't completely empty my bank account and I had a great time, then that should be the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And also, like,
you can't,
if it's
like,
really an issue, you got to talk to the bride. I know she's probably going through a lot, but like, you got to be reasoned with her if you can't and be like, I can't afford this. Is there something we can work out? You know, or something like that. Okay.
You got some more?
Well,
these are all things that I've had to.
Yeah, this one is kind of in the same vein, though, so let's keep going. I've been in 10 weddings.
Did you write this, Jenna?
No. I've been in 10 weddings, and I got asked to be in one again. Can I say no? It's starting to get expensive.
I feel like this was you during Glee. I feel like you were always in weddings.
Here's the thing. I get it, because honestly, every dress had to be fitted, had to be cut. I mean, I would order I would order a dress in the size that you go by bridesmaid size dresses, and then I'd have to, it would come and it would be like 7 8
sizes too big.
And then you'd have to get it fit again. It was a nightmare. And then they request the same shoes. You have to go buy shoes because you don't have the same beige shoes as everybody else. It's a lot.
It's expensive. And then there's all the trips, like the bachelorette party.
Here's the thing. I think if they're a really close friend and you're going to feel like really bad about it, I mean, do it. But if not, like, say no. I think you just say, I cannot do it. Love you so much. But like, this is.
How do you say that and not piss off the bride? Is it like, hey, you know what? I want you to have the best wedding possible, but I'm not going to be able to commit my time to certain things that are required. And I want you to be able to have somebody who can be there to do that. I love you. I'll be there on the wedding day.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have.
Yeah, I think you really have to think about your. No, I don't think so at all. I think you have to think about your relationship. I think about make a list of all the things that, like, you know, before going into this convo of like why you can't or why, and like in the nicest, most kind way, like you said, you know, I can't give my time, like, or I can't give you the energy or the or whatever you're focusing on if you're in
like,
school.
I don't want to be there.
No. Don't do that. That's a lot. But I think you can. I think you can say no. I think that's a totally okay thing. I just think you have to really have a good reason to do it. Money is a good thing. If you say, like, listen, I cannot afford this dress. I cannot afford giving you gift. I want to make sure that you have the best time, and I want to make sure I can give all my energy to the day. Like, that's the way you do it. Like, give them something else to substitute with.
Yeah. Because you're already asking a lot of people at weddings. There's so many different events to go to already.
And then you're in the wedding. And, like, even so, if you're like,
party,
hey,
wedding,
I can't be in your wedding, but I can definitely come to the bachelor. I can't do all the events, but I can do one. You know, I think that's also really reasonable.
Yeah.
But because, like, bachelorettes also get, like, super expensive.
I have a question. As a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
Do you get – okay, so I've been in a couple weddings.
Yeah.
And there's been a couple weddings where they're like, these are the tuxes everybody's wearing.
Yeah.
Like, go rent them.
Yeah.
And then, like, what you just mentioned, I went and I am very small.
Tiny.
And, like, no rental is ever going to fit me properly. And I like things fitted.
Yeah.
I want it to be, you know,
no,
tight.
No, Kevin.
And that doesn't work. And so my friend Justin and I went in there and we're like, mm-mm. This isn't going to work. And so we went and bought different tuxes.
No, Kevin. No. That's bad.
But I knew we were going to look good. And everyone else was going to look like a jackass.
Did you match?
Justin and I
did.
Did
they notice?
No. Because I also knew, like, you have to know your audience. Because, like, I knew that crowd was never, it was a bunch of, like, dudes who were never going to, like, know. But, like, Justin and I looked fitted. And some of my other friends was like, hey, by the way, just go on ASOS. Like,
that's not good.
We just, like, bought our tuxes on
ASOS.
Here,
I have a really funny story real
like,
quick.
Can you do that as a bridesmaid?
No, because the dresses are so specific. Unless it's like, hey, here's the color scheme. Go buy your own dress.
I feel like that's
dress.
The only way you should do it. That's
I
so
agree.
Much better.
I totally agree. But there are, you know, brides are brides, and they're very specific about how they want those photos to look and how everybody to look. So if it's the same dress, that is a cardinal sin.
Whoops.
Sin. Here's a funny story. My friend Maddie was we were all in a wedding, and we were in LA at the time. We flew to New York, rented a car, drove to New Jersey, where he had sent his measurements in to the tux place. So we were about to go pick up the tux.
No.
He's in the wedding. We're all in the wedding. He goes to pick up his tux, and he's like, oh, they're like, guys, like, oh, you must be Matthew. And he's like, yeah, I'm the last one to pick up, like, my. He's like, actually, there's two of you, but here. So he picks up, he gets the tux. He goes into the fitting room. We're sitting there with our coffee waiting for him to come out with the outfit, you know, and everything. And he comes out and he goes, you guys. And when I say it was so big that it looked like it should have fit like a woolly mammoth. And he was so little, and it was falling off of his body. And the wedding was that day. It was falling off of his body. And we were like, oh, like it looked like when Doug does like Think Big and they're all this massive
outfits. That's what I'm imagining.
There were two Matthews. There were two different cousins, and the other Matthew didn't try his tux on, so he took it home.
Oh, so what happened? Did you guys figure that out? And
we swapped.
Swap?
We swapped Matt because that day, that cousin Matthew realized that he hadn't tried on his tux yet.
He
so
couldn't
we
fit in.
Yeah, he couldn't. Definitely would not have fit into little
Oof,
Maddie's outfit.
What a
Thank
good save.
Goodness.
Yeah.
But it was really, I'll never forget that image. Anyway, lesson, moral of the story, people.
Just
try
go
on
ASOS
your
by your own.
No. Try on your outfit.
Oh, well, that was good. Write in some more questions. We'll answer them next week.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And thanks to Kyle and Haley for being here again.
That's right.
And
come back next time.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Showmans with us. And get new episodes every Thursday on PodcastOne.com, Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Jenna Ushkowitz.
Follow me on Instagram at Kevin McHale and on Twitter at Druidude. And make sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a nice rating and a 5-star review, of course. And
spread the word. See you next week.
Bye. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today.